I'm John.
I'm Eugene.
And we're here today to talk about some of the magnificent symbols that are found in Chinese architecture, furniture, and even the household items. Today we have a pair of carvings that were found in an over 200-year-old house that was demolished. And these carvings were rescued. And thank heaven they were, because they're absolutely beautifully, beautifully done with some of their original paints still on them. Eugene, do you want to tell us about the meaning of these four gods?
Sure. These are the god of good fortune, god of longevity, god of ranking, and god of happiness. Let me put one down. Okay. Point out. This is god of ranking. He wears an official's hat. He has a ru'yi, which is the wish-granting wand in his hand. It's god of ranking. And this is god of longevity. He has a protruding forehead. And he has a peach, which also means longevity, in his hand. He uses a walking stick, which means he's old guy, and he lives really, really long in long times. Yeah. This is god of good fortune. He is just like a retired official, and this is the god of happiness. He is a happy boy, you see, obviously.
Two more fragments we want to show you. And this is a pair of phoenixes. Again, please look at how beautifully carved they are, both on the sides and on the front. Again, very heavy wood taken from a house that was destroyed, but a house that's over 200 years old. Eugene, do you want to tell us about the meaning? I'm going to put mine down because it's very, very heavy.
Okay. A pair of phoenix means happiness. Especially in this one, it has more meanings than just happiness. There, we'll see in detail, carved in detail, there are two scrolls in the phoenix mouth. And this means knowledge as well, besides happiness. And plus, it's really beautifully carved.
So you can see how when you know something about what the symbols mean, it can add such richness to the things that you can enjoy in your own home. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.